Good evening to you, and welcome to the show, History and You, with George Rodriguez Walling.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to History and You, the show where you decide what history becomes. I am your host, George Rodriguez Walling, and I'm very happy to be here with you this evening. If you want to call in and contribute your thoughts, please do so at toll-free 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Call me and tell me your views. If not, send me an email at historyandyou@yahoo.com. That's historyandyou@yahoo.com. You'll find me at bbsradio.com/historyandyou. That's bbsradio.com/historyandyou. Also, please remember to visit and support my Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube links found on the website as follow-ups to each and every program. Tonight's show is brought to you by the folks at Avcom and FX Software. Tonight's topic on being overweight. And that's something that all of us share as a problem. Not all of us, but to some extent. An awful lot of people, which clearly makes up a majority that warrants an alarm or two. As we get older, we begin to outlive the usefulness we once had as younger people. Think about it. Since the time we were teenagers, all the way through our 20s and 30s, and for some of us, even our 40s, we'd love to do all sorts of things like every kind of sport, dance, hunt, go out with friends, pull pranks, work like heathens, eat, live a beach life, travel, skydive, and God knows what else. But as we hit our 50s and 60s, all our activities suddenly begin to slow down until they eventually and mostly disappear. However, the one activity that remains, the one we never lose a taste of, the one thing left that we all continue to enjoy till the day we die, is eat. Whether it's in the way of an occasional formal dining experience, buffets, having a private dinner, late night ice cream binges, making s'mores around a campfire, picnics, fast foods, midnight snacking, being a candy man and gum lover. Oh, I love being a gum lover. Or just picking potato chips and bits of chocolates now and again. We all love to eat. Both young and old, we all love to eat. It's also the one thing we have to be the most careful about, because of the complications it can bring us at an older age. It's a problem for many of us. And for many, it's something that we just don't know how to manage well. When we're overweight, we live as victims under the rigid expectations of others to some degree. And of course, living slim instead of fat always seems to soften the blow of an abrupt impression on someone else when meeting new people. But aside from the stereotype of ugly aesthetics of being overweight, the physical feeling of it, as well as the health problems it brings, the burden of being heavy can be insurmountable and overwhelming, which we'll talk a little bit more about later on in the show. But the feeling of being fat, and let's call it for what it is horrible. I've been overweight several times in my life, and I can tell you it's one of the worst feelings I can remember about myself. From the moment the day begins, moving that blubber up and out of bed can be a task in itself. Going to the bathroom and attempting to poop can be another difficult task, especially if you have a frequent history of constipation. After washing your face and brushing your teeth, you take a sober look at yourself in the mirror, and what you see is a bunch of uncontrollable fat that looks like an avalanche in weight. But then you decide to go in denial to the reality that faces you in the mirror by saying to yourself, well, when I turn to the side, it doesn't really look so bad. Or if I tuck in my gut this way, it won't bulge out so much. Okay. Then comes the mission of getting dressed. Wishing you could fit into the kind of clothes you really like, the style that really defines you, you're hit instead with the reality of having to wear clothes that either fit too snug or hovers over you like a blanket. You look at yourself and you know you don't look good in them. You know it. But you just don't care about that anymore because you care more about your eating. And also because you've resigned yourself to that state of mind, not knowing that you're damaging your own self-esteem along the way. As you make your way to the kitchen with a heavier breathing in tow, you sit to have yourself an enormous breakfast. You settle into a good mood because of the satisfaction you're about to receive from your overeat. You chew and you savor your food with every ounce of your heart's delight, or so you think, because the more you eat of your breakfast, I believe the less satisfied you are with yourself. Now you got to carry your weight to work. At work and feeling constipated, you manage to waddle yourself through the day until you get home. Tired and sweaty, and without much energy to do anything else but to flop in bed and eat a snack. That's exactly what you do until dinner time, only to repeat the same cycle with a deteriorating satisfaction psychologically and at the expense of your self-esteem once again. The problem of being overweight is nothing new in the history of obesity here in the United States, even though this problem is also a global problem. After the Civil War here in this country, improving nutrition and public health meant that people started to become bigger. But health authorities, as well as others with public access, never really knew what to do with the issue of overeating, obesity, and the availability of food supply in relation to people's purchasing power for food sustenance. And I talk about purchasing power because really only the wealthy had the money to purchase that extra amount of food so that you can look, shall we say, plump, or as history calls it, Rubenesque. Public recommendations would fluctuate as rapidly as it would also confuse folks in knowing what to do. From slogans like, don't eat till you're good and hungry, or don't eat when you're angry or sad, or it's a sin to overeat, or self-control is the key, or portion control is the answer, to using the issue of eating just to make a statement, usually a political statement, like the suffragists did when they fasted for women's rights, or Gandhi when fasting for Indian independence, or the Irish Republicans who used hunger strikes to make political demands. All mantras have been used as sales pitches for pursuing business and political interests. And what about the real concern of health issues? Well, that took a back seat one too many times, only to now have it come back to us and bite our fat asses for ignoring it for as long as we have. Even Sigmund Freud has joined in the fun by publicly claiming that overeating was a form of, get this, introjection. Introjection, meaning that you, the overeater, incorporate into your psychic the characteristics of another person. Okay. An overweight woman probably had her problems by the beginning of the 20th century, particularly in the 1920s. For the first time, skirts were shorter, dresses were looser, and corsets were tossed aside regardless of Victorian influences. But as their bodies were more on display than ever before, temptation in the form of fast foods and cocktails were everywhere. Prohibition led to drinking, and the Model T car led to drive-ins where people could sit and eat without going through the trouble of walking into a restaurant. White Castle hamburgers started the chain restaurant explosion in 1921, and people have been grabbing fast and fattening foods ever since. Then, with the coming of the 1960s, the revolution in fashion, music, and general lifestyle changed the relatively stable, desired weights for men, women, and children of recent prior decades. For the first time in a long, long while, skinny was in. Even Twiggy, a popular British model at the time with bone skinny figure and a child's face, was on the cover of every magazine. This was the first time in history that an underweight woman became the standard for the ideal body image. And as models and actresses have subsequently appeared unnaturally thin, ordinary people have become unprecedentedly fatter. It's almost likened to a defiant trend where the media idealizes in one direction while folks go off in another direction. It was like the public was finally starting to rebel against the media for telling us to be thin as we decided to exercise our private right to eat a lot and get fat. But you know, the ultimate decision is ours to make. And ours to live with for the rest of our lives. Despite what the world says about the way we look, it's really up to each of us to make peace with what society, the media, and our own psychological gremlins tell us about our bodies. Let's discuss what causes overweight and obesity. And this is something that people have to be curious about. I'm sure they've heard it time and again. But let's talk about it some more. Let's talk about what causes people to get overweight and obese. We'll look into it. But first, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our topic for this evening on being overweight in just a moment.
In a world dominated by frameworks, platforms, and tools, it's difficult to know how to win when the only certainty is change. At Software FX, customer service and highly useful products are our main goals. Over 20 years of experience, coupled with ideas and inspiration from more than 150,000 developers all over the world, have turned into business intelligence tools that provide more choice, convenience, and value to our customers and partners. Yes, technologies do change, but Software FX has your back. That's Software FX, data visualization for every need, every platform. Call us today, toll free, at 1-800-392-4278. That's 1-800-392-4278. Be the master of your data. Software FX.
Okay, let's take a quick pause here for the participants who wish to call in with questions or comments. My number is toll-free 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Or just send me an email at historyandyou@yahoo.com. That's historyandyou@yahoo.com. I'd love to hear from you. Let me also mention a quick word about the value of AVCOM. Airline companies, please listen up. This is a company that truly makes flying the safest and fastest way to travel. And the folks here at AVCOM really do go out of their way to make sure all your destinations are met. What do these folks do? Well, they make sure that all instruments on commercial airliners are in proper working order, and we know how important that can really be. They also maintain all flight systems according to federal government codes and regulation standards. And why do airlines pay attention to AVCOM? Well, AVCOM is one of the largest third-party automatic test equipment operators in Miami. We provide avionics and component repairs, defect rectifications, schedule maintenance, and overhaul modifications of avionics. They are also an FAA, EASA, and pending CAAC-approved repair facility that have been in business for over 25 years. They are an approved repair station for GMF, Air Transit, Air Wisconsin, Boeing, Comair, Delta, ExpressJet, Allegiant Airlines, KLM, Lufthansa, Monarch, Saab, SkyWest, used to be U.S. Airline, now American Airlines, Iceland Air, etc. AVCOM operates in 17 automatic test equipment systems and is an approved vendor for 95% of domestic and international carriers. They have a warranty rate also of less than 1%. Now, get a load of this. They are a one-stop avionics repair shop specializing in all three manufactured TCAS systems. In addition, they have a TCAS antenna repair program, a flat rate of $1,895, no evaluation fee, designed so you can evaluate the cost benefits of repairing versus replacement. They do repair all overhaul high-end avionics manufactured by Bendix, King, Honeywell, Rockwell, Collins, ACSS, Smiths, Thales, and BAE in current production for Airbus, Boeing, Douglas, CRJ, and ERJ aircraft. They offer a superior service and the fastest turnaround time possible. They would be very, very pleased if they would allow you a quote for the next repair. So please call these folks at the local number in Miami, 305-436-0300. That's 305-436-0300. Or you can also check them out at the web. That's www.avcom-avionics.com. That's www.avcom-avionics.com.
Friday night, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing green to red. Turning over TV stations, situations running through my head.
Okay, and we are back to discuss our topic for this evening's show on being overweight on History and You. Causes for being overweight or obese. Okay, well, one major cause could be a lack of energy balance. That's right, energy balance. The amount of energy or caloric intake you get from the foods you eat and drink is not balanced with the amount of energy your body uses to be physically active and maintain a healthy lifestyle. This balance between the two over time should be calibrated to be more or less the same in order to maintain your weight. But when more energy, and here's the key to this formula for balance here, when more energy or calories come into your body without having the same amount of energy or calories go out of your body through physical activity, the result over time is weight gain. In reverse fashion, when more energy goes out of your body through physical activity without having enough energy or calories come into your body, the result over time will be weight loss. Therefore, overweight and obesity happen over time when you take in more calories than you use. Another cause could be having an inactive lifestyle. Not doing a whole lot could be a second cause. Many Americans aren't very physically active, especially nowadays. One reason for this is that many people spend hours, and I mean hours without hyperbole of any kind, in front of TVs and computers doing work, schoolwork, and leisure activities. In fact, more than 2 hours a day of regular TV viewing time has been linked to overweight and obesity. Of course, on a daily basis. Other reasons for not being active include relying on cars instead of walking. And I've seen people myself get in their cars and simply travel about a block to a block and a half's distance because they were just too lazy or too anything else to walk the distance. And of course, as soon as these people got out of their cars, they were clearly overweight. Also, there are fewer physical demands at work or at home because modern technology and conveniences enable that, and a lack of physical education classes in school, phys ed classes. People who are inactive are more likely to gain weight because they don't burn the calories that they take in from foods and drinks. An inactive lifestyle also raises, and this is so very important to stress, it raises your risk for coronary heart disease, high blood pressure. Diabetes is a huge one because diabetes can manifest itself in so many different ways. Colon cancer and other health problems. Another cause, aside from the two I've already mentioned, health conditions. Some hormone problems may cause overweight and obesity, such as underactive thyroids. An underactive thyroid is a condition in which the thyroid gland doesn't make enough thyroid hormone. Lack of thyroid hormone will slow down your metabolism and cause weight gain. You'll also feel tired and very, very weak. Aside from that, there are so many other possible health conditions that would also contribute to weight gain. And these are other conditions that you would have to consult with your physician. Okay? Medicines. Oh my goodness, this is a big one. Medicines, and we all know that many of us after a certain age or certain conditions are heavily medicated, can also contribute to weight gain. But which ones? Which ones in particular? Well, we'll find out. But first, let's take another real quick break, and we'll be right back with our topic for this evening on being overweight on History and You. In just a moment.
In a world dominated by frameworks, platforms, and tools, it's difficult to know how to win when the only certainty is change. At Software FX, customer service and highly useful products are our main goals. Over 20 years of experience, coupled with ideas and inspiration from more than 150,000 developers all over the world, have turned into business intelligence tools that provide more choice, convenience, and value to our customers and partners. Yes, technologies do change, but Software FX has your back. That's Software FX, data visualization for every need, every platform. Call us today, toll free, at 1-800-392-4278. That's 1-800-392-4278. Be the master of your data. Software FX.
Let's take another quick pause here for our audience in case you are joining us late. If you wish to call in with questions or comments, please, the number is toll-free, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Or just send me an email at historyandyou@yahoo.com. That's historyandyou@yahoo.com. I'd love to hear from you. Let me also mention a quick word about the value of AVCOM. Airline execs and airline companies, please listen up. This is to your straight interest. This is a company that truly makes flying the safest and the fastest way to travel. And the folks here at AVCOM really do go out of their way to make sure that all your destinations are met. Folks, I've been there, and they have a huge facility. And they go out of their way to do whatever they can to make flying the safest experience possible. What do these folks do in particular? Well, they make sure that all instruments on commercial airliners are all in proper working order. If you are on a business trip or going anyplace else, you know, I don't have to tell you how important that really is. They maintain all flight systems according to federal government codes and regulation standards. And why do these airlines pay attention to AVCOM? Well, AVCOM is one of the largest third-party automatic test equipment operators in the Miami area. AVCOM is a part of 145 FAA, EASA, and CAAC approved repair facility, and they've been in business, folks, for over 25 years. Operating in 17 automatic test equipment systems, it is widely considered as one of the largest third-party ATE operators in the entire world. AVCOM provides repairs, overhauls, modifications to nearly every high-end avionics system and associated components. They have been approved avionics repair station for many of the world's airlines and MROs, Aero Turbine, Air Sail, Air Transit, Air Wisconsin, Allegiant, Aloha Air Cargo, Boeing, Capital Cargo, Comair, Delta, just to name a few. And it goes on and on. ExpressJet, GE, CAS, Iceland Air, ILFC, Kellstrom, KLM, Lufthansa, Saab, and it goes on, folks. Why use AVCOM? They offer superior customer service and the fastest turnaround time possible. With an industry-leading overall average TAT, 9 calendar days, and a warranty rate of less than 1%. That's what I said, less than 1%. There's a 24-hour AOG support telephone at 305-436-0300 with current tag exchanges ready to go. This is a one-stop avionics shop. We repair current production avionics manufactured by ACSS, BAE, Bendix King, Honeywell, Rockwell, Collins, Smiths, and Thales for aircraft manufactured by Airbus, Boeing, Bombardier, Douglas Embraer, and Gulfstream. They have a licensing agreement with avionics equipment manufactured, including Honeywell, Rockwell, Collins, ACSS, Smiths, and Thales. They specialize in repairs to all three manufactured TCAS systems. AVCOM has a TCAS antenna repair program with a flat rate of $18.95 and a low $75 evaluation fee designed so that you can evaluate the costs, benefits of repairing versus replacement. They custom tailor schedule maintenance programs and technician training for any, that's any size operation. So please do call these folks at 305-436-0300. Call them at 305-436-0300. Or please, you can check them out at the web at www.avcom-avionics.com. That's www.avcom-avionics.com. www.avionics.com. Okay, and we are back once again to discuss our topic for this evening's show on being overweight on History and You. And we were talking about medicines. Certain medicines and other factors can also cause weight gain. Certain medicines can cause you to gain a kind of weight that I guess you just really weren't expecting or never really wanted. These medicines include those that have corticosteroids, antidepressants, and seizure medicines. These medicines can slow the rate at which your body burns calories, increase your appetite, or cause your body to hold on to an extra amount of water that you may not necessarily want or need. All of these factors can lead to weight gain. Another cause, emotional factors. Some people eat more than usual when they're bored, or when they're angry, or when they're stressed. Imagine relating eating to anger. The times that I get angry, looking back to all the moments that I can possibly remember, I can't even get water down. And people can actually eat. I mean, how can that be? But yet it happens, and people respond in various different ways. Or even when they're stressed, they eat. Over time, overeating is going to lead to weight gain that they may not necessarily want or expect, and will cause overweight or obesity. There's no doubt about that. Another cause, which I personally experienced this one, because I was a heavy smoker, is smoking. But smoking to the reverse idea of it. Let me explain. Some people gain weight when they stop smoking. One reason is that food often tastes and smells a whole lot better after quitting smoking, because when you smoke, it seems to neutralize or deaden the whatever it is you have in your nose that activates a smelling sense within people, right? Another reason is because of nicotine itself. Nicotine raises the rate at which your body burns calories. So you burn fewer calories when you stop smoking. But when you're smoking, you're burning more calories. That's the interesting part of it. That's the reverse part that I was telling you about a moment ago. So when nicotine raises the rate at which your body burns calories, you burn fewer calories when you stop. However, smoking, as we all know, is a serious health risk, and quitting is much more advisable than possibly gaining a little bit of weight here and there. Another cause, which is an interesting one, is the environment. Our environment does not support healthy lifestyle habits. In fact, it encourages obesity. Here are some reasons in particular. A lack of neighborhood sidewalks. Haven't you ever seen neighborhoods or areas or secluded home sites that have no sidewalks? They have just a little area of front grass or front lawn, and that's it. And then it's the street. Well, a lack of neighborhood sidewalks and safe places for recreation are not available. Not having area parks, not having trails to walk on, sidewalks, or affordable gyms can make it hard for people to be physically active. Work schedules. People often say they don't have enough time to be physically active because of long working hours and time spent commuting. Well, this is true. And this is part of our modern times of having to go to work. Just like before, economically speaking, a family could afford to have just one spouse go to work. Now, it's unheard of to have one spouse go to work. Normally it's two. Even in the higher echelon professional levels, you normally have the wife and the husband, both being professionals, they each go to their jobs. Okay. Oversized food portions is the other one. Americans are exposed to huge, and I mean huge, from what I've seen from time to time, food portions in restaurants, fast food places, gas stations, movie theaters, supermarkets, and even at home. Some of these meals and snacks can feed two or more people. Eating large portions means too much energy or calories going into your body without enough physical activity to balance that out, which is what I was explaining earlier on. Over time, this will definitely cause weight gain because your physical activity is not balanced with the amount of caloric intake you have in your body. But I mean, the portions are incredible. Have you ever gone to a McDonald's and just taken notice of the size of their cups already? Before, it was just small and large. Now, small, medium, and large. Now, it's small, medium, large, extra large. Now, it's small, medium, large, extra large, and king size. Now, it's pretty soon, people are going to be with little miniature buckets. The next one, lack of access to healthy foods. Some people don't live in neighborhoods that have supermarkets that sell healthy foods, such as fresh fruits or vegetables. Or for some people, these healthy foods are really, really expensive, which is not really a very smart thing to do if you're out to help the overweight situation for all Americans and not just some that can afford that kind of costly food. And the last one here is food advertisement under environment. Americans are surrounded by ads from food companies. Often children are the targets of advertisement for high-caloric foods, high-fat snacks, and sugary drinks. The goal of these ads is to sway people to buy these high-calorie foods, and often they do. Another general cause for weight gain, genes. Genes in your family, family history. Studies of identical twins who have been raised apart show that genes have a strong influence on a person's weight. Overweight and obesity tends to run in families. Your chances of being overweight are greater if one or both of your parents are overweight or obese. Your genes also may affect the amount of fat you store in your body and where on your body you carry that extra fat. Because families also share food and physical activity habits, a link does exist between genes and the environment. Children adopt the habits of their parents. It's inevitable. It's common sense. A child who has overweight parents who eat high-caloric foods and are inactive will likely become overweight too. However, if the family adopts healthy food and physical activity habits, the child's chances of being overweight obviously will be much reduced. The next general cause, age. And this is an interesting one because we're all getting older. As you get older, you tend to lose muscle, especially if you're less active. Muscle loss can slow down the rate at which your body burns calories. So if you don't reduce your caloric intake as you get older, you will gain weight, or you may. Midlife weight gain in women in particular is mainly due to aging and lifestyle. But menopause also plays a role. Many women gain about 5 pounds to maybe 7 or 8, 9 during menopause and have more fat around their waist than they did before. Another major cause here is pregnancy. And this is, of course, obvious. During pregnancy, women gain weight to support their baby's growth and development. And after giving birth, well, some women find it hard to lose that weight. Not impossible, but very difficult. This may lead to overweight or obesity, obviously, especially after a few pregnancies. And the last of the major causes that I believe are very important to keep in mind is one that we all cherish so very much, lack of sleep. Research shows that lack of sleep increases the risk of obesity. For example, one study of teenagers showed that with each hour of sleep lost, the odds of becoming obese went up. Lack of sleep increases the risk of obesity in other age groups as well. It's not just limited to teenagers. People who sleep fewer hours also seem to prefer eating foods that are higher in calories and carbohydrates, which can lead to overeating, weight gain, and ultimate obesity. Sleep helps maintain a healthy balance of the hormones that make you feel hungry or full. When you don't get enough sleep, your level of ghrelin goes up and your level of leptin goes down. This makes you feel hungrier than when you were well rested. Sleep also affects how your body reacts to insulin, the hormone that controls your blood glucose or sugar level. Lack of sleep results in a higher than normal blood sugar level, which may increase your risk for diabetes. Now, with the time that is left, I want to leave you with some advice to avoid weight gain, obviously, to avoid obesity. It's not a whole lot of advice, but it's just three pieces of advice in particular. But I want you to listen to them carefully because they are important, they are relevant, they do count. The first piece of advice, portion control. The amount of food you eat does make a big difference in the amount of weight you gain over time. And I know how hard it is. I am eminently qualified to speak on the subject after having gone through several bouts, not just one or two, but several, with getting fat. Just think that what you're eating is not dietary food, but normal and tasty bites that you intend to revisit only several hours more. A lot of these struggles are only mental issues, things of the mind that make you think your stomach wants more food, that you need more food to sustain yourself and control your hunger. I ask you then, who controls your mind, you or your stomach? Get a grip and look at yourself. Be an adult and not a kid that suffers a seizure of adolescence just because he can't have what he wants. And in case you're tired of being an adult, of being responsible, think again. It's the only thing you've got left. Advice number two, exercise. There isn't much I can say here because the advice speaks for itself. There's no magic formula, no pill, no potion, cream, soluble, sun lamp, or anything that will substitute the effect of regular exercise. Just do it. And do it well. And do it regularly. Whatever your choice of exercise is, make sure it's a good one. The type that reminds you of why you hate working out. I think that 75% of the battle of working out is to get people to start. So I wish to leave you with the best approach for for starting your workout. Don't think about it. Start it. Do it. And the last advice, remain active. This is so very important. Remain active. Don't sit at home and do nothing when there's so much more left to do in your life. Whether it's in a routine, catch-up work or errands to run, picking up a hobby, be with your siblings, toss around with your nephews, nieces, or grandkids, go shopping, get a puppy, build a garden, learn woodwork, skydive, start fishing, get a part-time job, be a horseback riding trail guide, start a business, travel, visit some real estate investment locations, take dance lessons, be entrepreneurial, do singing lessons, learn to play an instrument, pick up sailing, try some sports shooting like skeet and trap, play hoops, take cooking lessons, try photography, go hunting, raise chickens, whatever. The point, move around. The more you do, the fuller your life becomes. Get creative and start living more outside the box than in it. With so many things you can do, don't ever let food and fat get to own the better part of your life. And on that note, I'm afraid that that's all the time we have. And now we've come to that part of the final part of our show where I wish to leave you with a final thought to consider and to further reflect regarding the signs of our times. Some final thoughts. Yes, I know we live in a time of fast and fat foods for sale. That medical authorities and the media are telling us the dangers of overeating on the one hand, but also providing us with spectacular access to volumes of fattening foods on the other. That medicines and diets don't always do what they promise. And that doctors with their magic scalpels and hundreds of tummy tucks cannot surgically alter the rule that mandates the nature of the human body. Too much eating without much activity leads to being overweight. Modern medicine has not as yet realized that you cannot have your cake, that is, eat all you want, and eat it too, not gain any weight. But despite everything that I've said, people will continue to live in denial of themselves and will continue to buy into the misleading advertisements that companies put out concerning their products because it's all about money. These are the times we live in. But I have a more important message for you. It's not about how fat you are, how skinny you are, how pretty or ugly you are, how witty or boring you are, how young or old you are, how talkative or quiet and withdrawn you are. Instead, it's about you. It's about the beauty of your sentiments and the color of your soul that you bring out for others to see, for others to share, and to be happier with themselves, if only for a little while. How you serve others will mark the beauty or ugliness of the fate that awaits you. You are the centerpiece of the life you live. Treat your body the way you would serve others, and you will find the harmony you look for in the spirit of your own happiness. Join me again next Tuesday night at 9 p.m. for another hour of insight by visiting my website at bbsradio.com/historyinyou. And also, please remember to visit and support my Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube links found on the website as follow-ups to each and every program. As your host for this evening's show, this is George Rodriguez Walling wishing all of you a very, very pleasant evening.